Bam.
All right, good evening, everybody. Call this meeting to order. This is a special meeting of the Board of Trustees of the Canutillo Independent School District. Today is October 25th, 2011. The time is 6:10 p.m. Tony, can you please call roll?
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Here.
Mr. Coronado?
Here.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Here.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Here.
Mrs. Quintana?
Here.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Here.
Mrs. Searles?
Here.
All right, and if it's the board's pleasure, we'd like to take up the executive session item at this time, and then come back, discuss that issue and vote on it, and then take up the level three grievance. Is that okay with the board? Mm-hmm. I've been advised that both Ms. Gustafson and her counsel will be here like a little around 6:30 or after. So that way, is that all right? All right, Tony, take us into executive session.
The time is now 6:12 p.m. and the meeting is to be closed under Texas Government Code Section 551071 and 551074 for consultation with attorney. For discussion regarding possible litigation related to the statewide school finance system.
Yes. All right, Tony, can you tell us what time we went into executive session, please?
6:12.
All right, and the time now is 6:45. All right, the board has concluded agenda item four, the executive session related to the litigation or possible litigation related to the statewide school finance system. The other portion of the executive session we will take up after we take up the other agenda items with relation to level three grievance of Peggy Gustafson. So at this time, if with the board's consent, we will take up agenda item 5B.
Mr. Chair, I would like to move that Canutillo School Independent School District would join the other school districts in the Equity Center's litigation to challenge the current Texas school finances.
All right. Do I hear a second?
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second, and agenda item 5B, that the Canutillo Independent School District join the litigation of the Equity Center to challenge the current Texas school finance system. Any further comments or discussion on this item? If not, Tony.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes.
All right, motion passes. All right, that will put us back into the regular agenda items on number two. Tony.
Item 2A, out of adoption textbooks report, Mr. Ortiz.
For the record, Ernesto Ortiz, Warehouse Services Coordinator. Board President Coronado, Board Members Dr. Murphy, this is just for information. I have in my textbook inventory management have donated 10 pallets of textbooks that were out of adoption to Children International. Children International is a nonprofit organization that distributes books to kids from around the world in Africa and the Philippines and different places. And I just bring this for you as a for your information.
All right. Any questions?
I have one. Keith?
Yes.
Do we pay to send them, or do they?
No, they come and pick it up. And
thank you very much. Uh-huh.
That's all.
All right. Anybody else? Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
One more.
5B. I mean, 3.
Item 3A. Consider approval of surplus salvage auction on November 2nd, 2011. Ms. Ruckies.
Yes. Ruckies. We have filled up our surplus warehouse, and it's, the auctioneers come and said we're ready for a sale now, and so I just need to get approval from the board to go ahead with the surplus set.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Is that it?
That's it.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to approve the surplus salvage auction on November 2nd, 2011.
I'll second the motion.
All right, we have a motion and a second on agenda item 3A to approve the surplus salvage auction for November 2nd, 2011. Any further discussion or comments from the board? Tony?
Mrs. Casares?
Yes.
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searle?
Yes.
All right, next agenda item.
Item 3B, consider approval of Data Communication Center. Ms. Durkin.
Thank you. What you have in front of you, first of all, I'd like to make just a correction. It's 5-5, 5-6, and 5-3. And it's in the green. Okay, what you have in front of you is everything that we have for E-rate for year 14. Okay, that's for the current year. What I just wanted to, I just want you to look, and then I'll explain what I'm asking for. If you look at the very first item on there, it says Time Warner Telecom. Can everybody see that? What's in that? That's what budgeted. We budgeted $103,000 for the Time Warner pipe that goes through all the district, okay? What we're doing is, after we do the tech plan, the star chart, fill out all the E-rate and ask, file the 470s and do the RFPs, we end up paying $14,469. We get a reimbursement of $88,861 back to the district. So it's a reimbursement program. Okay? With that said, everyone understands with that one line, what I did right there. Okay? So what we did last spring is we created a bond. When we were creating the bond, we were hoping it would pass, which it did. And we created year rate, in year 14 for E-rate, we created a lot of projects to put in for the bond that I also could put in for E-rate eligibility. And this is what, so I could get more bang for my buck for the bond. Okay, so this is what I'm doing. Okay. What we have in the yellow is already RFPs that have been published. They've already been accepted by the board last year. They've been accepted. We went through Ron with the RFPs, and so and we've already put in the 470s with the E-rate, the SLD. So what I'm asking you in the green is I'm saying, with the bond issuance, I'm asking for that we can pay these E-rate projects with the bond money. Okay, so let me go to the first E-rate project, which is Plan B Networks.
Ms. Brigham, tonight you're here only to ask for the greens.
For the greens.
And the other ones are for information.
The other ones for information. Also, because you need to know, the buff color ones are ongoing. I'm doing that every day. Every month we get phone bills that we're doing that. That's just part of normal operations. The green are special projects that we created in concert with creating the bond. You know, I mean, it was just part of the plan that we've done for planning ahead. So, the telephony system is district-wide. The cost of the this project is $184,000. If you follow through, we've already put in 470s for the E-rate commission, and we already have, of course, the RFP. What will be the district share would be $25,888, would be a reimbursement of $159. However, we have to budget the $184 first, okay? So, the next project is the INX, which is the data supply, and the other one is the Plan B, the maintenance. So those are the things I'm asking for, but you'll be seeing also the ones in blue coming up, probably as soon as we get the E-rate notification. Because then once the clock starts, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to push my clock open. If I start with the green projects now and then I get my letter, I'm going to be able to stretch out that year, because once it comes, we have a 12-month window that we can put in an extension, but I'd like to be as far in with the project as I can. So what I'm asking is just for the green for right now, and to use it for the bond.
Ms. Bergen, page 2, is that supposed to be in green?
Page 2, I've already had paid for that.
Oh, you already did?
I already paid for that, sir, because I needed it, because the phone system kind of blew up this summer. So I had to come up with that money already, so that that's all erased. So I already had to cut a PO. If you remember, I don't know if you do, but I do. I had to create a PO for $35,280, which was already, had already been approved because it was an RFP. But when I get my E-rate, when I apply for my E-rate reimbursement, I will get $30,000 back. But I had to already put in that money. So what I'm trying to do is leverage the bond, the E-rate project with the bond. But I need the bond money to start these projects.
Do
you have questions? And plus, you wanted to see what I have in my E-rate projects. So this is what I have. I will put it, because I do like Mr. Amadatis' spreadsheet. So I will put it in his spreadsheet, because when I saw his spreadsheet, I like the big large font and all that. So I will steal his idea, and I'm going to, you know, do that, because I like how he did it, because, and then he has a completion rate. So I'm going to steal his format once I get my projects going, so that looking at the same type of spreadsheet, so you don't have to learn a different spreadsheet. So I'm going to be stealing his spreadsheet format. So I'll be taking these bond projects and putting it on his format, so it will be looking just like you have for the bond projects.
All right. Any questions, comments?
I do.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Annette, you said the buff was ongoing.
Mm-hmm.
The blue is future, and the green is what we're asking for. So what's that white?
The white, if you look at the white, Ms. Mendoza, it's a great question. If you look under the, and like I said, the third yellow says internal connections, and it's the new cabling infrastructure for CISD, new school, number 106. So once you get a little bit further down the line with the architect, and then I will, when I start seeing a window that we need to open for that, or when I get an agreement with the school libraries division, the SLD, or USAC, when I get the letter, I will come back to you and say, hey guys, I'm ready to start. We already got the address for the new schools that I can, actually with that address, I could, once I have the okay to spend money, now that I, once I get the letters from E-rate, I can start any of these projects now, because now they have an address, I can go. So these will be probably a little bit further down the line, but I probably would think maybe around May. I'm thinking maybe April or May for the white.
Thank you.
Lori.
We have in our board book to, under this agenda item, to look on page 9. When I look on page 9, I see that we're asking here for different amounts of money than what I'm seeing over here. Ms. Aguirre, could you?
It was my understanding that we were, in addition to with the bond projects that were already approved, to fulfill, we were also going to ask for additional funds in the amount of $183,000 to complete the project that was started with ARRA funds. However, because the funding has already closed, we can no longer continue with that. So to continue with savings from any current 2011 bond projects, if we could designate $183,000 of those savings to this project. And what Annette was referring to as far as coming to you all and getting ahead of the projects on the E-rate listing here is that the RFPs have already been submitted. All that legwork has been done. Basically, USAC will send her a notification saying, okay, this has been approved, go ahead and start the project. She only has a small window of time to actually complete the project. And if we have, for example, say she were to get that letter, tomorrow, she'd have to wait till the next board meeting before she gets approval from the board to start those specific projects. And so what she is going to be doing is coming to you with project listings that need your approval so that she can move forward. The minute that letter comes in, she can call the vendor that's already been selected through the RFP so that we can move forward.
And what I'm hearing is we're going to put out a large amount, but we're going to get a significant refund.
And we were just notified today, I just told Dr. Murphy, that we got notified by the school libraries and that we are expecting a reimbursement of $196,000. And literally the check's in the mail. So that means that they'll be coming. And that was for projects from last year.
Right.
So Jim was saying, so I know I'm asking for a lot of money.
Yeah.
But I know I'm trying to leverage I'm trying to make the most of the money we're getting.
And so what I'm hearing is this will be savings then on our bond issue
right. That
we will realize.
Yes.
Okay. And Ms. Aguirre, could you keep like a running tab? I know we've asked that before. Keep up the technology
right.
as well?
Yes, we'll definitely keep, with the spreadsheet Mr. Admandadis has, we have one similar like that in finance with
okay.
the actual payments instead of purchase orders created, we have them with actually money distributed or
mm-hmm.
expended. And so definitely we'll be able to provide updates.
So here's what we put out, but here's what we're getting back
exactly.
as well.
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you.
That's all.
Anybody else?
Right.
Let me.
Monica. Ms. Graham, so some of these projects we had already approved them, or?
All these projects, all these RFPs, the ones that are in yellow, have already been approved. What I did is last year, if I waited until I got the approval from E-rate, and if I got the approval, if I went out then and did the RFP and posted it in the paper, then I would turn around and I wouldn't have time to get the projects done in time.
Okay.
So what I have to do is I have to do prior planning, almost like have a crystal ball, which is hard to do, and then do prior planning. But we had one extra caveat this year is we had the bond. So what I did is we loaded up the E-rate application last year knowing we had a bond. And I put in as much things on the E-rate that I could. I could also put them on so that I could then fund technology for the next
right.
couple of years with bond money that I could put the infrastructure in and look at some of the things in the schools.
Right. And that was some of my clarification too, because since we had already some of that work was bond money, it's you don't have to dip into that money, no? Or it could just be a reimbursement?
It's reimbursement, right. It would. That's what I mean.
The funding comes in and it goes into the local fund.
Right.
However, it's definitely savings that can be, you know,
somewhere else.
Placed into a, other projects.
Because he doesn't get it.
Okay. Yeah,
thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I love that.
Okay. Anybody else?
Ms. Brigham, but you're saying all these projects have already been approved by USAC. That's what you're saying, right? They've already been approved by USAC or not yet?
They were submitted. They were, they submitted in the 470s, yes.
Okay, but we don't have the...
No, but we've got... well, we know the priority ones are already, you know,
And you're saying the ones in green, you already put those in the bond program anyway.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And then
touching my bed.
And typically, don't we get reimbursed like 120 days after service? We can submit the bear or something like that. Okay. So we won't see the money till ways down the road. Okay.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And thank you for saying that. I don't want you to think it's going to be.
No, I know it's not.
It's like because $196,000 that we're getting back, it was from last year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's like a year behind.
Okay, that's all for me. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you for saying that.
Anybody else?
Just one quick question. How much are we, this is going to be utilized or put into central office?
Well, I can tell you that. Okay. The, pretty much the, if you look at, did you want me to go through the whole, just the green?
Just real quick, like, and I guess my concern is that let's say if,
Calibri has very specific.
That money that we're putting into, if in the future, if we were to sell the building, is that possible of relocating that?
Is it okay, we can't. You can't move the DMARC, you know, like the DMARC for your phones and stuff. So you're leaving the DMARC here, which is about 25,000. Okay, everything else is about everything we can move.
Okay.
So you lose it, it's about 25,000 that's going to be stuck here.
Okay. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Anybody else? Okay. So you're asking us to authorize 183, which is the balance of what you need. You had already gotten funding from the ARRA to do these projects, and that portion will be reimbursed to us.
She helped us.
Later on. And of this 184, we're probably going to get about... 14 and about
86% back.
Right. Mm-hmm. So our cost is going to be about 25-26 grand.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay. Any questions? All right. Any further discussion on this agenda item and motion? Tony, pull the board.
I
thought we had a motion.
No? I'll move to approve the Data Communication Center RFP 11-08 projects 5.6 and 5.4 utilizing the 2011 bond funds in the amount of $183,863.
And Mrs. Searles, I apologize. Ms. Brigham did make a correction. It should be projects 5.5, 5.6, and 5.3.
And I'll second.
And I'm good with this.
All right. We have a motion before the board with respect to agenda item 5B to reflect that the motion is on items or projects 5.5, 5.6, and 5.3. All right. And to approve the Data Communication Center RFP 11-08. Utilizing the 2011 bond funds in the amount presented on the motion. Any further discussion or comments? Not Tony?
Mrs. Cassidy?
Yes.
Mr. Cordado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Charles?
Yes.
All right, motion passes. Thank you, Annette. Martha? Next agenda item.
Item 3C, consider approval of budget amendments. Ms. Effie?
All right. Let's get it.
We presented to you three budget amendments. One of them is in the amount of $1,000.
I make a motion to approve the budget amendments.
I'll second.
All right. I see the ones on there was a $6,000 change on the miscellaneous operating expense.
Yes. That one is The culinary classroom here at the dental office, the dishwasher is in needs of repair.
Okay.
We are going to do the repairs through our food service staff, and so the extra time that they work on the project will be paid out of paid funds. Mm-hmm. In addition, the motor that's going to be replaced on that unit will also be a transfer from food service to cake possession through the payment of the actual motor. And so basically food service is helping out CP&E without having to go out and buy a brand new motor. We're utilizing what we've got here.
All right. And 40 grand is for the computers, classroom inspection. Anybody else?
I have two questions. Who is our GT coordinator?
Our new advanced studies coordinator is David Fintel.
Okay.
He just started.
And on the amendment request for the new to purchase computers for new classrooms, which new classrooms?
Okay, 12 of those computers are for Jose Damian. We created 5 additional classrooms there, and so there was need for some desktop computers and other supplies. In addition to that, there will be some allocated at Kennedy Elementary and others at different campuses, as I guess you're going to do a replacement.
My only question, they're not like new classrooms. We didn't build any new classrooms.
No,
okay,
it's just,
that's really
it's just
all
the new teachers.
Okay, new teachers in their new environment. Gotcha.
Right.
Thank you very much. That's it. That's all.
All right, anybody else? All right. Tony.
Mrs. Casas?
Yes.
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Charles?
Yes.
All right. Agenda item 3D.
Item 3D, discussion and possible action regarding BDG local board members' compensation and expenses.
Just real quick, I know one of the things that we could look at it at a policy committee meeting and also look at adding if one of us gets into the leadership program or something like that where it's included in that, and that way I think we're able to babysit ourselves when it comes to that. And so if we can look at the policy on the policy we had before and then bring that to us with the adjustments of if somebody might be allowed into leadership.
Okay, so we'll bring the policy to the next policy committee and do a first draft update that would allow costs for any leadership or similar type.
It doesn't need cost, but it just needs wording.
Availability.
And that way we could address it a bit to the previous one where we didn't, it wasn't so detailed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That sound good?
Yeah, it's great. Ms. Gonzalez?
Do you know which one, Ms. Carrasco? I think the one that's on? Yeah.
The BBG local, I guess the copies that you have now, is the one that was approved by the board on November 10th, 2010. It wasn't updated through TASB, so the changes that you're recommending, are you recommending them to the one that's online or to this one? And what I needed to do was upload this one to TASB.
To the one that's online. So the one before this one.
2009.
Yes.
Want to revert to that? Is that what you
said? Yeah.
Revert to the old one with new language that allows leadership and similar type programs to be compensated again. Right. Okay.
All right. We can discuss that at the committee meeting.
Yeah. Yeah. And we'll bring back a draft to that meeting.
All right. Next agenda item.
E is discussion and possible action regarding board resolution for financial aid waiver. Mr. Rodriguez.
And I just wanted to bring this up. I had talked to Dr. Echo one time, and we had a conversation on what currently UTEP for some of our students, they're just giving it, they're just allowing it for free, which is great. but I don't think in the long term they're going to continue to do that. And so one of the issues is, I don't know if it's an age requirement or something, that our students can't apply for that financial aid. So I don't know if the board wants to look at long term just providing a resolution to, it would have to be our federal representative to look at some way which if a student wants to do college coursework at the university, they're allowed through the through whatever federal guidelines there are. And Mr. Bronco?
There, I want to make sure I understand what you're asking for, because there are the AGA requirements and they're published in the Code of Federal Regulations. Dr. Murphy asked me to look those up because of this agenda item. Can't receive federal student aid if you're currently enrolled in elementary or secondary school. It's a federal regulation now, but I do think you could negotiate with UTAP or some other institutional education board at a local level that are waiving any requirement or a fee requirement. You could do that, but we can't make them eligible for the federal student aid. They're ineligible if they're still attending.
And that's what's currently happening. UTEP is providing that. My thing is, let's say if some of our students at the high school wanted to take college coursework and didn't have the money, or their parents didn't have the money, but they had the ability, if they had the ability to get it under the Pell Grant and get it paid from the federal government to get some college coursework done at the university, then they are, but that guideline doesn't allow it. So it's just if the board is okay with sending a resolution to our federal representative and saying, can we look at this, because this is where we're seeing a lot more students taking college coursework at the high school, and I want there not to be some type of impediment where, you know, in the long run, let's say a student at the high school wanted to do coursework, they couldn't afford it, but if they have the federal grant that pays for it, why not? That's
yeah, and I honestly don't know the answer why. When researching the item, it's been in place for some time now, and I don't know why it was initially instituted, but it's a very clear rule. You cannot receive federal student aid if you're still enrolled in a local secondary elementary school. It's just a flat black letter federal regulation of law. Using all this preparing a resolution and saying that we'd like it to be changed, we can certainly do that unless the board's desire.
And that's what I brought up, to see if the board is okay with just sending a resolution and then whatever happens from there.
My suggestion is that we send a letter. Let's get a letter prepared to our representative and also the
Commissioner of Education.
No, Arnie, the Secretary of Education.
Secretary of Education.
That's who we need to send it to. And maybe also the head of the Committee for Education at both the Senate and the House of Representatives. And I don't know if we should send a letter or a letter and the resolution. I think initially just sending a letter would be great. And I think we ought to also do a resolution, and in concert with that, ask all the other districts that have early college high schools to join us.
Mr. Chair,
yes.
I'm okay with the letter. It might be a good thing to send a letter, because if it's just a regulatory issue, then it wouldn't have to go through the House or the Senate, but we could get some type of clarification on that. And then if we have to send a resolution with a position on it, then
it's going to require legislation, actually. It's the Higher Education Act.
What I anticipate that they would do is that they would amend the code to say that it would include that will not apply to someone who has already gotten an associate's degree that they could apply and be eligible for.
Or right? Even, but it might be somebody that...
Even though they're in high school. Something to that effect.
Because it might not, Mr. Chair, it might not be necessarily somebody that has associates. Let's say if they're closer to the university, or they want to take, you know, they've taken some AP classes, but they want to take some more rigor coursework at the university or at the college, they're allowed to dip into
I don't know that they're going to go that far. That's opening up a can of worms for them.
It may just be a funding issue. I don't.
But I can see their, you know, the purpose of that rule for high school students. I don't see the purpose of that rule when we have students that have already obtained their associate's degree. That may be an outdated rule for those people.
Mr. Chair, I believe in the American School Board Journal last month that there was actually talk that the National School Board Association wanted to further this sort of line of thought.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we want to research it a little bit more to, you know, I'm almost positive. I just read this, that Arnie Duncan was even in there. You know, everybody was kind of keying up that this might be something to look at. Maybe we ought to research a little bit and then come back.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Because I really think I just read this. Because I read your thing and thought, oh, it's probably not going to happen. And then I believe it was this month's American School Board Journal that there was almost, you know, like a push for it. So,
and that's what we're seeing. I mean, the traditional classroom setting is changing.
Mm-hmm.
And so how, you know, and I mean, I like the associates part. It's like the early college, high school. We know those kids are. But what if some of our people at the traditional school might want to take some college course where they can afford it?
This is what they were addressing, I believe. So maybe administration could look into that. And they've got a fabulous website.
We can research it and come back to policy committee.
Uh-huh.
And then the board from there.
Okay. That sounds good.
All right. Right.
Next, Mr. Blanco, if you could continue helping me with that issue.
Next agenda item.
President, through the chair.
Doc.
We could do Mr. Armendariz's next item F, and then G and H. Is that right? G and H could wait until after the grievance, since Ms. Carrasco has to stay.
You bet.
So we could go ahead and have Mr. Armendariz, and then Jerry and Martha, you should go ahead and tell opposing counsel that we're about to start.
Item F, discussion and possible action regarding indoor air quality at central office. Mr. Armendariz.
Board President Coronado, board members, and Dr. Murphy. I'm here to present some figures for indoor air quality evaluation in this building. I know that we had done a kind of informal quality control questionnaire for the staff here, and there were 43 people that were polled. Out of the 43, 20 didn't feel that there was a problem, 23 did, and 23 is a lot. Having said that, I went ahead and got received three quotes to do this type of study, the lowest quote being $3,600 for a study of the indoor air quality here. And what they do also is they take a test on the outside to compare the outside with the inside of the facility.
Mr. Chair?
Mr. Rodriguez.
Where is the backup information on that?
Yes.
Well, President and Board through the Chair, this is an item that's only $3,600. This is not here for board approval. This is similar to last year when we came to you about the carpet cleaning. I simply wanted to inform the board. It is an expense, $3,600 to do the testing of the air. And it's not a $10,000 item. It's simply I wanted to garner input from you, get your feelings, since it is a fairly large expense for a kind of a unique project. If you'd like us to move forward with it, I'd just like to get your input. So there really isn't the traditional backup to it.
I'm so thankful somebody's addressed this issue. This has been a sick building for a long time. In fact, there's some nights when I think I won't even be able to stay here. The air quality's so bad. So I appreciate administration looking into it.
All right. Anybody else?
Okay, we'll move ahead with it. The survey came out ahead for the negative, and unless there's other comments, I just wanted to inform the board officially and get any feedback that I could get from you.
How long will this take?
They said that it would take about a week. They're going to leave the test modules for about 5 days in the building, take some samplings, and then they'll send it out to a lab so that they can get the results, and then they'll have a report maybe the following week. It's probably something that...
And we'll get that in our Friday package?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that again?
We'll get that in our Friday package.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Okay. We'll get a report on that. As soon as we get the reports from the lab, we'll make it available to the board.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a comment. Mr. Armendariz, this is not on the agenda, but thank you for getting rid of the graffiti at Garcia.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right. Next agenda item.
Please move forward.
Let's take up now at this time the other part of the executive session for Level 3 grievance of Peggy Gustafson. We will be holding this inside the board, so this time I'm going to excuse anybody who's not part of this hearing. We are going to be in executive session in this room, so if you are not part of the presentation on agenda item four. We'll ask to excuse yourselves.
Cabinet and Diana, thank you very much. You're dismissed for the evening. Appreciate it.
Did she give you the Did she give you the script?
Sure.
Oh, it's probably somewhere, but I got to
figure out. Okay, so I'm going to stop this recording. Uh-huh.